in Niuki, where we are, if we consider the easiest and only way to get to Niuki is to take the canoe from Kinshasa to here, Niuki, we would take a motorized canoe to get here, and it would take us 7 days. And to get to Jorlu, it would take a whole month to get there. But with math, it only takes 4 hours to get to Jorlu.
There was a Serb in the French party. He was incredibly passionate about the Bulgarians. He really hated them. He used to borrow bombs from me. His adapter, I guess, only took 4 bombs, or maybe he had 2 adapters, one under each wing. Altogether, however, he could hang 6 bombs on the outside, but that wasn't enough for him.
The aerial observation of enemy movements was carried out under extremely difficult circumstances, due to the fact that the movement on the roads and the villages was hampered by retreating Greek units and refugees. In some cases, the transports of military units and refugees were mixed up on the road, and it was impossible to distinguish the enemy. Monday at 08:30, I reported sick. Temperature 99 degrees Fahrenheit. In the evening, I was sent with the M18 monitor to Liminaria, as I was suffering from malaria fever. I think the sight of the clean sheets and the comfortable bed raised my temperature several degrees, as this is the first time I'd slept in a bed since I left England last March. That was a typical day at war, with constant air battles and landings to replenish supplies of fuel, oil and ammunition before taking off again. In the afternoon, I shot down a Sopwith, which went up in flames. The pilot managed to jump out of the burning plane from about 2,000 metres and crashed into the Dardanelles. His body was recovered by his naval personnel at the Charnak base. Among the documents found on his clothes was a photograph, which was sent to the squadron headquarters. The photograph showed 2 officers standing in front of a Sopwith 1 and a 1/2 strutter. The officer to the left of the propeller was the dead pilot, Sub-Lieutenant Hampas. Both we and the British were flying without parachutes, and while the British had lifeboats and life jackets, we did not.